BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目。I'm Jia Ying.
And I'm Sam. Hello, everyone.
本期节目的问题来自一位姓赵的听众，问题由我来代读。您好，我想请教一下 rank, rate,Class 和 grade 做动词时都有分级的意思，它们之间有什么区别呢？谢谢。
Yet again, we have received a really interesting question from one of our listeners. Thank you. For the purposes of this program, we are only going to talk about these four words as verbs, and only in the context of position or value or quality or belonging to a particular group.
在不同的语境中，这四个词的含义不同，而且有不同的词性。在本期节目中，我们来讲一讲 rank, rate, class 和 grade 做动词，谈论人或事物的地位、价值、质量、特性，属于某一类别时，有哪些区别。
We'll look at each of them in turn and give you lots of examples to help you notice the differences. Let's start with rank. Jane?
Okay, 我们先来看动词 rank.Rank 的意思是具有什么什么的地位或等级。
The key word in the definition of rank is position. Thinking about an athlete competing in a race or a student competing in a school test might help with this idea. If we ask the athlete or the student, "Where did you rank?" It would be like asking them, "What was your position?"
原来动词 rank.具体可以用来谈论运动员比赛或学生考试的排名情况。我们用 Where did you rank? 或者 What was your position? 来表示你第几名。动词 rank 的后面接 first, second, 或者 third 等序数词的时候可以表示排第一、第二或第三。Rank 的后面还常常接介词 in 或者 among。引出所描述的人或物所属的群体或类别。听两个使用了动词 rank 的例句。
After an excellent performance in the tennis tournament, she now ranks third in the world. Many say he ranks among the best pianists of all time.
Let's look at rate now. This verb is similar to judge.And is more subjective than rank. It's more about your opinion. And we might assign numbers when rating something. For example, we might rate something from 1 to 10. What more can you tell us, Jane?
动词 rate 的确切定义是评估、评价人或物的价值或特征。与 rank 相比 ,rate 则更多的用来谈论对所评价的人或事物的主观看法。比如我们可以说Rate something from 1 to 10, 用1到10之间的数字给某物打分。
So, if someone asks you, how do you rate him as a singer? It's the same as if they asked you, what do you think of him as a singer? Or, what's your opinion of him as a singer?
How do you rate him as a singer? 你觉得他作为一名歌手水平如何? Sam 在这里使用了 as. Rate someone as.的意思是评价某人作为什么什么的水平、实力、价值或表现。听两个使用了动词 rate 的例句。
How do you rate her as a tennis player? The company have a very good reputation. They are rated highly by their clients.
It's time to look at class now. With class...We're not judging something or someone. We're saying that they belong to a particular group, aren't we?
是的，动词 class 的意思是按特性为人或物归类或分类，而不是去评判这个人或事物。Class 所描述的分类标准可以是个人的意见，也可能更官方，比如按人的年龄为其分类，或按动物的物种对其分类。
Here are some examples, and notice that we use as and.Among with class as well.
In many countries, you are classed as an adult when you turn 18. I class her among the best teachers I've ever had.
And finally, let's look at grade. This involves separating things or people. Jiaying, please tell us more.
动词 grade 的意思是按质量、大小或重要性给什么什么分级。这些级别通常有高低之分。
It's a little more common to use grade with things than with people, simply because it can be a little rude to grade a person by their size, for example.
That's true. 用 grade 表示给什么什么分级时，应该用 by 来引出分级的标准。听两个使用了 grade 的例句。
The vegetables are graded by weight and size. The books in this section are graded by language level. What level are you looking for?
注意不要把 grade 的这个用法与它的另一个用法混淆了。老师会 grade someone's work.这里 grade 的意思是给学生的作业作品或表现评分。希望我们的讲解让大家对 rank, rate, class 和 grade 的用法有了更深的理解。
Remember that if you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us too. Our email address is questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
你也可以通过微博向我们提问，我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。Bye everyone!
Bye bye!
BBC Learning English